Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're checking in to kick off an awesome week. Let's make this week awesome. We've got a great trip report here for you. We're talking with listener Ella down in Arkansas. She's getting ready to start her senior year in high school. And she's a veteran traveler down to Walt Disney World with her dad. Her dad is somebody that's a great friend of the show and many other Disney podcasts. We're so glad to have him. And Ella comes on the show today to share her trip about going out of Walt Disney World just a few weeks ago, staying at the Riviera and Pop Century, going down with four preschool age kids, her aunt, her cousins, and just really giving us a glimpse of what it was like from her perspective as a big Disney fan, but how things are different and also traveling with little kids during this crazy time. You're going to really enjoy today's show. I definitely appreciate Ella taking the time to join us for the podcast today. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today. Support the show by booking your next trip with them over at themagicforless.com. You can also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you want a little content in your week, become a patron. We sure appreciate that. And we love our patrons. Thank you for making all of this possible. Check it out today over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1,755 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and, of course, one of the senior agents over at The Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you and welcome to, can you believe it, the last day of August. We have the Labor Day weekend staring us in the at the end of this week, so just work hard and a lot of folks are going to get that three-day weekend. But right now, let's make this week awesome. And the way we've done that here on the Be Our Guest podcast for the past 12 plus years is that we kick off the weeks with a virtual trip report. We've got an interesting one for you today, a little bit of a different perspective and a friend of the show. Well, actually, her dad has been a friend of the show since the beginning. He's a friend to all Disney podcasts. If you know him, he's Dr. Kai on the social media, one of our great friends. And we're talking to his daughter, Ella, today about a great trip she just took just a couple of weeks back. Ella, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you on here. Your dad, it's always weird when you hear about your parents because I still feel the same way about my dad when people talk about him because he's a radio guy. So everybody's like, oh, I know your dad. But the thing is, your dad is awesome. I love your dad. He's a friend to every Disney podcaster out there. You've got a good one.
He really is.
He's a great guy. All right, so we're going to talk about a unique trip, a girls' trip you took down to Walt Disney World just not too long ago. Like I said, a couple of weeks back. With all these new, policies in place, low crowds, all that stuff. But before we do that, I've been asking all of our guests here over the past 6 months or so to give a little backstory of Disney. Like, why are you a Disney fan? So even though you're one of our younger listeners, even though you're starting your senior year of high school, so it's not like you're a kid or anything, but, a lot of us are like in our 40s and 50s. So it's good to hear some like youth into the show for one day. But what's your backstory with Disney? Why do you like it so much?
Both my parents were crazy Disney fans. I've been almost once a year for as long as I can remember. But in the past, I think, about 3 years, I've been really crazy into Epcot Center. I've been studying pretty much everything about it to be able to talk about Epcot as if I was actually there. In the 80s.
Same. I'm with you. Because I'm older and I could have been, but my parents never took me to Disney. So I didn't get to go till college and I missed all the good times, because I have all the music of, Universe of Energy and, Kitchen Cabaret song. And all that. I know I love it, but I wish I could have experienced, never did Horizons. So even though I'm a lot older, we're in the same boat. I would have loved to have been there in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. My dad talks about Horizons a lot, and it just seems so much fun to have gone on.
So what do you think about the new, that new, I don't even know what to call it, the little statue with the acrylic there at the beginning of Spaceship Earth as you enter the park? I think
the
that thing
fountain,
is sweet. Yeah, the fountain.
With the big lucite pylons.
Yes, yes.
I love that so much. I'm so glad it's coming back. I was at a event for Epcot's 35th, and the gift they gave us was a like small version of that fountain.
Oh, nice, nice.
And it was, and you know, having that there is like a big Epcot symbol, I feel like. I love having that actually come back because Epcot now will be so different.
Yes. So let me ask you about that before, because I want to talk about the trip, but you know, you love talking about Epcot and so do I. What do you think about all the changes that, if they, you know, of course they were going full steam with a lot of changes before this pandemic hit. What do you think about how Future World is, because I just saw it a few weeks back. You saw it too. I mean, Future World's kind of a mess right now. Do you hope, are you excited for the changes if they can finish them?
I am sad, but hopeful. Like, I know that everything will be good, but I'm not a big fan of the Disney IP going into Epcot and kind of all that. Like, you know, I know that it will all be great, but it won't be like pure like Epcot Center the way it was with the kind of educational theme park.
I'm with you. Now, I don't know if you, okay, let me ask you this. This will be the make or break question for you. I will tell you the correct, I'll tell you the correct answers like a teacher, but telling you the correct answer to the test before I give the test. The correct answer to this question is Living with the Land. But what is the best ride at Epcot? I think it is Living with the Land because it's old Epcot to me.
I mean, I'll say that for you. right. well, currently in like my time, I loved Ellen's Energy Adventure. That was one of my favorites. I love going on Test Track, but if we're talking about Epcot Center, I would say the original Journey into Imagination with Dreamfinder and Figment is probably my favorite old Epcot ride.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't get to do the old one. I've just done the new one, and it's fine, but yeah, everybody's like, well, that's the thing. Is like, if you didn't get to experience early Epcot, those people that did are always like, well, yeah, I know you like that, but if you would have been, I was like, I wasn't, so that's all I've got.
So much better.
Like, I know, exactly. I'm like, I know, I know.
you can compare it to the best of your ability, but you can't make like a pure comparison between them.
That's right. The closest I get to those Martin's vids you can watch online. That's about that's about the best I'll ever get. So what can you do?
Yep, same here.
All right, so let's talk about your,
about everything he has, I think.
Oh my gosh, it's such a resource. It's a great thing. It's thank you for that.
He's really great.
Yes. All right, so let's talk about your trip. You guys took a girls' trip in you know, mid-August here. So talk to us about the planning and how this trip came about. Like, why did you guys decide to go and who planned?
Well, my aunt and one of my cousins did most of the planning. They were originally going to go back in March or May, I think. That trip got canceled, so they switched it to August. We have four kids with us. There is one who is almost four, two who are almost two, and one that's about 5-6 months.
Oh, man.
So, because we had a bunch of kids, we needed like a bigger room, and then so we ended up staying at the Riviera in one of the two bedroom villas.
Oh man, nice.
The room was amazing. But I was not involved in planning for this trip because my dad surprised me with it for my birthday, which was in late July.
Oh wow.
No, yeah, so I was completely not involved in the planning of this trip. Normally, I do some. This trip was a complete surprise to me, which was fun, but also kind of funky because with my Disney Experience app, the only thing I could see on my end was the park passes.
For
some reason, with the way it was linked and everything, I could not see any of our dining reservations.
Huh. That's crazy.
Yeah, there was a funky little glitch in the way the planning with the friends and family list worked there.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. I would be excited and mad at the same time if somebody did that to me. I'd be so excited because I'm getting to go to Walt Disney World. But you're kind of like me. Like, I'd be like, but wait a second. I loved playing. That's my jam, you know. And were you kind of like that when your dad told you?
I was kind of. And one of the first things he told me was that there was not a planned Epcot day.
Oh, man.
So, you know, that got me. But later that kind of worked out. And, you know, I did go to Epcot for about 5 hours just myself. I'm a pass holder. Grabbed a park pass one day at breakfast. I went into Epcot for about 4 or 5 hours myself. I was completely unprepared for it. So basically, our room was going to be ready Monday. My cousins and the kids were flying down on Monday. My aunt and me drove down from Clarksville, Tennessee. It was my first time driving to Disney. Oof. We went down Sunday. We stayed at Pop Sunday night. We were in the 50s section. My first time staying at Pop.
Did you? I know the Riviera is sweet. Like, my daughter is dying to stay at the Riviera, but her dad doesn't have Riviera
so
bucks
amazing.
Right now. So we're Pop Century. But what'd you think about Pop? It's a fun little place, I think.
I really liked it. I've been wanting to stay there someday. Finally got to. All the theming was really cool. I'd say Pop's gift shop is better than the Riviera's.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, it's bright and colorful, and then you can go right into the food court. But now you got a mobile order.
Yep.
But in normal days. Yeah, get some ice cream.
Yeah, you know.
So real quick, tell me, so you guys got down there and stayed at Pop for that first night, and you got to go into Epcot. Look, I want to ask you this because I don't want to get away from it because I'm curious. So you're the huge Epcot fan, but you find out you only have 5 hours in Epcot. Like, how did you spend those 5 hours? Because there's so much to explore for the Epcot fan. What did you go to in that brief time you had?
It was kind of just me. Originally, we were at Boardwalk eating breakfast. My aunt was going back to get the car from Pop, take it over to the Riviera. I was just going to go to Epcot for a little while. I knew that something I wanted to do was get a pair of the Eiffel Tower mini ears, mm-hmm. which had come out like 2 days before. I knew that was one of my plans. I was thinking I could hit Soarin', gotta hit Spaceship Earth. So going into the parks, I tried to head towards Soarin', but going that way from World Showcase is really weird. So I just kept walking straight, ended up at Test Track.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. Had a car to myself. It was a great photo pass picture.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hit Spaceship Earth. Had to do that. Ate lunch at the Japan booth.
Yes.
Because they have that cold ramen I love.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the new Canada movie. I gotta say, it's good, but not as good as the old one.
I'm with you. At least it has some parts.
It seems like something they would make me watch at school.
Maybe.
If we were talking about Canada
That's
one day,
true.
It seems like something I would have to watch at school.
That's true.
I love the fact that they brought back the old vocals for the song.
Yes.
I like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I watched that. I went to France to get a pair of the mini ears, but they were sold out.
Oh.
Yeah, so didn't get those. Got a cute orange bird ornament over from World Traveler. That was pretty much all I did. I saw Pooh out in the little garden. He was super cute.
I didn't see him. I looked for him, but I guess maybe because with the day I was at, because we only went to Epcot one day because of the theme park reservation thing.
Mm-hmm.
And because I miss park hopping. That drives me crazy. But
I know,
you know
I
it
do
is
too.
It is what it is. We only got to go one day because of that. But I didn't see Pooh. But also I looked down. The heat index was 112. So Pooh Bear was probably hibernating in a cave, I would imagine. Yeah, it was miserable that day. It was so hot.
But yeah, I've never been when it was that hot.
Oh, smoking. And trying to eat like spicy foods at the food and wine booths. Oh my goodness. Because I had something in Morocco.
Yeah, I purposefully planned lunch to get something cold to eat.
See, you're smart. I was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's as hot as. Yeah, so now that's awesome that you did that. So let me ask you this too about this dynamic of this trip. So you're there with your aunt. You two drive down from Clarksville, and I've been that exact way going from St. Louis many, many times. you get there kind of in wait for everybody else to get there with the kids. That's four kids that are very, very young. So what surprised you maybe about how they enjoyed the parks, or how did you help, or how did you guys, I mean, I can't even imagine wrangling four kids of that age at Walt Disney World and masks and all that stuff. How'd that work?
Well, with masks, like for me, once I had it on, I kind of forgot about it. There was one day, it was at Animal Kingdom. We had like the fitted more masks on, and that was the only day we changed into paper masks, because those just, we could not breathe through being, you know, Animal Kingdom and it's all humid and extra hot.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, masks didn't really bother me too much. With the kids, luckily the girls had not turned two yet.
Nice.
So we did not have to deal with masks for them. We kind of tried to one night. They didn't really like it. The boy Colin, he is almost four. There were some times he didn't really want to wear it, but if a cast member asked him to put it on, he would put it on and like not complain about it the whole day.
Yeah, that makes sense. They're always scared of somebody they don't know, but if somebody that, you know, like a relative or somebody tells them no, but yeah, would you please put that on? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, exactly. I get that. It's a good idea. Yeah. Nice. That's good to hear.
Yeah. But for him, once he had it on, he was pretty much fine with it.
Nice. So what did they, especially like Colin, because he sounds like he's like that perfect age where he's starting to really, you know, get what he's doing. What was maybe a couple of his favorite things?
He loves going on Slinky Dog.
Oh, yeah.
He loves Toy Story. I know that some of the kids spent like a lot of time there. He liked Mickey and Minnie's. Wrote that for the first time. It was actually really great.
I
had no clue how good that would be.
Yes, same.
It turned out to be really fun.
Yep. Except the one thing is, I'm not used to. You're younger, so maybe it seems like everybody's younger likes. And I don't know, you like Epcot Center from back in the '80s, so I think you're kind of an old soul like me, but. I wish it was kind of the regular Mickey Mouse, like drawing style,
yeah,
like that new, like kind
of
rough. I'm not a big fan.
Me neither.
And I try to, and it's okay, but you know, and I'm getting used to it, but I like the old, like more friendly looking Mickey. This one kind of looks like a little edgy.
I do too. Yeah. The only one of the new shorts I really like is the, Potato Land one. Uh-huh. Had to go find that photo shoot spot. Took a few photos there.
Nice. Nice. So now you said you had some good stories from this trip, stuff that happened. So share some of those, because I think, you know, that's what really makes these Monday shows fun. So like, what were some of the good moments from this trip?
Well, you know, definitely being with these kids, who normally I can only see once a year for about a week, and, you know, spending time with them in the parks was just so much fun. All of them are adorable. The Skyliner is always fun. Love doing that. The kids wanted to go on it a bunch. A good tip for anyone listening is that double strollers do not fit on the Skyliner. They have to be broken down.
Okay.
Single strollers are still super great for it, but double strollers do not fit.
I'm glad I'll never have another double stroller ever. I can say that definitively. No thanks. No. That's a good tip though.
One of my favorite parts, and probably my new favorite ride, would be Rise of the Resistance. I'm a crazy big Star Wars fan, so, you know, I've stayed away from everything about that ride. Pretty much before riding it, all I knew was that there were about three ride parts, and it had a bunch of pre-show, and I'd seen maybe three pictures.
Yeah.
So, you know, I stayed completely away from everything. And it was so amazing.
And that's so hard to avoid those spoilers, because especially back, you know, in like September, October, when it first came out, was, God, it's almost been a year. It was crazy. The only thing I knew going in was the big room with the stormtroopers, because that's what you saw like in every Disney.
Yeah,
you know,
I'd seen a picture of that. I'd seen a picture of the AT-AT.
Yeah.
And I'd seen maybe one other picture.
Did the kids go on that as well, or was it just like you and your aunt? How'd that work?
The kids did not. It was just me and my aunt who got boarding passes. So we actually got in the parks really early, but we did not get them in the morning. we figured that was because we were trying to pick our party and get the both of us on there.
Yeah.
But in the afternoon, we had me, my aunt, two cousins, all doing it on, like, you know, all four phones, not picking parties. We just take the band of whoever got a pass. My cousin Caitlin got one on her phone, and for some reason, Colin happened to already be in her party, so we got two bands for that. And then my band got put in a backup group, so I wrote it myself a second time.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, if somebody happens to be listening to this podcast that doesn't know about boarding groups and Disney's Hollywood Studios, you're like, what are you talking about? No, everybody knows. Mm-hmm. It is crazy. But I have heard in the last, like as we're recording, the day that we're recording, this just had a policy change for boarding groups. So this has been in effect a couple of weeks, is that now apparently when you touch in, you don't have to worry about selecting everybody. If you're pushed into the park, you're already in the group. So that'll be, God, that'll be so much nicer.
That would help a lot.
Absolutely. Course it's after
we normally all I'm traveling with a party of eight,
same.
And you know, everyone would do that ride, so that would help a lot with me.
Same. My friends and family list is probably 50 or 60 people. I'm not kidding, because I have a lot of friends that live in Florida. I've got Ricky and her husband, I've got Pam and her husband, and Hannah and my family, and it's crazy. So then exactly, when I was going through there, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, trying to find people. Yeah, ridiculous. But I'm glad you got to do it twice.
Yeah.
So that's it's definitely a different experience. It's like the next level of an attraction.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that would help a lot.
Definitely. So what else you guys do?
Gotta think. The kids love doing Fantasyland. Got to ride a bunch of stuff on there. And there were more crowds the week I was there. I wouldn't call it crowded, but I would say that there was a crowd. Like, maybe moderate level, like, maybe three or four on the crowd calendar.
Okay.
Is what I would say. I haven't really checked back at it. I mean, that was really great. Had super low wait times. I think we did almost all of the regular old Fantasyland in, like, maybe an hour and a half.
Wow. That's crazy.
And that was, like, hitting three or four rides.
Yeah. I mean, Peter Pan's usually just that. Just, you know, that would be Peter
like,
Pan and maybe Small
crazy
World.
Crazy long wait.
Yeah.
I think we waited for maybe 30 minutes.
Wow. And you get, you know, here's the thing I noticed. I don't know if you noticed this, but for folks that are, you know, veteran Disney travelers, is that when we were down in August and you were down there, the same thing is a little bit, sounds like a little bit busier for you, but I got to go through all the standby queues, which you think is usually a negative, but if you're not waiting a long time, it was fun because I hadn't been through the Peter Pan. I hadn't been through the Peter Pan one in ages, you know, Flight of Passage.
It was, you know, stuff like that. I hadn't been through aerials in forever, like maybe one time before. I didn't even know they had the scuttle in the queue.
Yeah.
Like, you know, seeing that was really cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm a fast pass snob. You know, it's like I'm Peter Pan. It's a fast pass or nothing for me. And, I'll ride it, but I won't ever stand by it. So it was different. Now, what about dining for you guys? Because with that big group, did you guys, you mentioned, you guys, you were eating at the boardwalk for breakfast one morning. What were some of the highlights there?
So that day was just me and my aunt. It was the day, cousins and kids hadn't flown in yet. That day I had the fruit platter with the Greek yogurt. It was really great. Ate there for dinner that night too. I had the ravioli with the scallops. I'm not exactly sure what was in it, but it was good.
Now, is this a...
It's seasonal on it, so...
Yeah. And so this is Trattoria El Forno over on the boardwalk?
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Mm-hmm. And then we ate at Topolino's. We did the character breakfast and dinner. The character breakfast was super cute. I liked the way all the characters got announced before they came out. That was kind of cute.
Everybody's,
I like that.
Everybody's done that but me. I didn't get over there for that one while we were down there. We had too much going on. But, everybody loves that place. I mean, because it's, it's one of the only character interactions. So that's good.
You know, it was very hard not to get up and just go give Mickey a big hug. Because it's not really Disney without that, you know?
I know. My favorite character is Buzz Lightyear. So I didn't get to meet Buzz this trip, but I did get to take like the socially distant selfie in Tomorrowland where he's over my shoulder.
Yeah,
so.
I think we saw him like he was on the stage there.
Yep.
I think we were like walking by, didn't really stop, but we kind of saw him there. I saw, right when we first got into Magic Kingdom, we went in on the left side, and we could see like literally all the princesses coming around to get up to the train station, like the very first thing in the parks. You know, that was really cool.
You know what? You just solved a mystery for me. Okay, that's exactly what that was. One morning, it was our last morning. We were coming home that Sunday. We were going to the Magic Kingdom in the morning. We had to fly home that evening. And Mallory and I were in Town Square at the Magic Kingdom, just into the park. And we saw like princess after princess after princess going into City Hall. And I was like, where are they all going? But they're coming down from the train station is what they were doing. But I was like, where are they going? Because we can't meet them. But it was like every single Disney princess in like this long line. I'm thinking, but where are they going? And that's exactly it. They must have been coming down off the train station.
Yeah, I think so. And right after seeing that, walked onto Main Street, Tinkerbell was on her float.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, right then, saw like tons of characters.
Yeah.
Just like right at first. That was really cool. See, whenever I was in Epcot leaving, I saw the Frozen Cavalcade from behind. That was really cool. Seeing them in their new outfits.
Yes. That's the whole thing is for folks that haven't made it down since the park's reopening is that while you can't get up close and hug and, you know, get pictures side by side with the characters, you still get to see at least as many characters, maybe from an Animal Kingdom or on the boats. It's, you know, it's a sign of the times, but you still get to see the characters. You just have a little space between you, I think.
And then, let's see, what are some more? Animal Kingdom. I saw a boat that had Daisy and Donald and one of the new DuckTales characters. And I saw a different one that had Mickey, Minnie, and Pluto. Those are really cool. And in Hollywood, we saw Mickey and Friends Cavalcade. We saw Pixar Cavalcade. I think someone saw that one two or three times. and then I was by myself later. And I saw a Disney Junior Cavalcade.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, actually, they came by. I saw some of the Disney Junior characters when we were having lunch at Backlot Express. Because I didn't know the first person. I was like, who is that? And then Mallory informed me that is Fancy Nancy. I was like, well.
I used to really like her whenever I was little. Before she became a Disney character.
That's what okay, good. See, you just solved another mystery for me. Because as a teacher, I had heard of Fancy Nancy, but I didn't know I was like, is she a Disney character? I didn't know. Because I knew Vampirina, because my nephew loves Vampirina. And it was one other character. I can't remember. It was Doc McStuffins, I think.
Doc McStuffins?
Yeah.
I think so.
It was weird. But you know what? The thing I want is Buzz Lightyear was cruising in like this car that was matching
his car. Oh, yeah.
I need that car. I need, you know, it's probably $1 million.
I love all the character painted cars. The wheels on Mickey's were super cool. Did you see those?
Oh, yeah. It's like those cars are sweet. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully after the coronavirus, they auction those off, you know, maybe buy a $5 ticket and dreams come true.
So cool.
That's what I'm saying. So what else? So you guys went to Trattoria El Forno. Did you guys have any other good meals, either counter service or even another table service you liked?
Topolino's dinner was probably the best meal I had.
Nice.
Me and my cousin Caitlin, we had both eaten a snack and coffee about an hour and a half before. We both weren't super hungry by dinner, so we shared the filet, and it was amazing. It was cooked perfectly, and it had those truffle mashed potatoes with it.
Oh, sounds
those
so
are
good.
So good.
Sounds so good right now. It's better than Taco Bell.
that man. Was so good. The cheeseburger pods are back on the adult menu for Cthulhu's. Got some of those.
Yep, I had those too. I had the bowl, the meal, and then I got a kid's meal because I wanted just one pod. And it gives you like a pod and some chips. I was like, it's $8. It's too expensive. But you know what? I might not be back for a while. So I'm having one. I'm going to spend
it. It's worth it for one pod.
Exactly. It was so good. It was so good.
What are some other really great meals I had? Wow, I just got blanked right there. gonna say something, but I forgot what it was.
That happens to me all the time here. Now, let me ask you this real quick about this before I forget, because I'll totally forget too. Is that with the little kids, did they, because you can't do like autographs, you can't do any of that traditional stuff, but did they wear like special outfits or anything like that, you know, for the trip, or were they just kind of casual? We're just gonna go and do
what we can. My aunt is very crafty. She made masks for all of us matching. Like for the girls, she like made their clothes for like almost every day. She has a, she has like a monogram machine. Had stuff on their clothes. It matched for like every day.
Nice. I love seeing that. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
It is really cute.
Yeah, I love that because it makes great pictures. I don't do the matching things too often anymore, but yeah, it's so cute to see. And I mean, what I would imagine that the kids were just kind of like bright eyed at everything because it's just
pretty
so
much.
And you know, even the adults, because all of us have been locked down for so long. Just, I know that when I got back, I hadn't hardly left the house until I went to Walt Disney World, and it was just nice to be able to see other people and ride stuff and have dinners out, you know, and not in your living room or your kitchen or living room, whatever. It was just, it was refreshing, really.
Yeah, you know, and something about like, and Disney being like escaping from all this, I got a news headline popped up on my watch about like Biden's campaign, I think. And, you know, for a second, I had like no clue what it was talking about. I was just like so out of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, at least here in Missouri, and I'm sure it's everywhere in the country, it's just our news every night focused on, you know, how many new cases have been in St. Louis and how many new cases and all this stuff have happened in the state
Governor
of Missouri.
Governor talks here.
Yeah,
1:30
same
every day.
Same. Here it's 8:30 in the morning here. And it's one of those things that for, you know, 5 days, I didn't even think about that. And when I got on the plane to come home, I was like, you know, I didn't realize it at the time. I was like, man, it was great to not, I mean, because then other people might say, well, everywhere you walked around at Walt Disney World, you're reminded of the COVID situation because people have on masks. You can't do meet and greets. There's signs, you know, telling you to wash your hands and all that, which it is. Mm-hmm. It's kind of strange because
I'm like, it's there, but I didn't really think about it.
That's it. That's it.
Disney was cleaning everything like all the time. Everyone had on masks.
Yeah,
Disney was super strict about their rules. So I guess I wasn't worried about getting sick in the parks. So I didn't really even think about it.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, while I was using hand sanitizer, definitely constantly, like after every ride a couple of times. I mean, I was washing my hands like a fiend. But the thing was, it was, you know, as much as I was doing that, I never really thought about COVID as much. You know, even though it was everywhere, if I were to look for it, I was just where I like to be, having a good time. So it is kind of strange. I'm glad we got to go down during this time because it's something that, you know, you're going to go and go and go. I know you guys are trying to go for the 50th. It's going to be different
from every other Disney trip.
Yeah, totally. I mean, the pictures, like when we go back and look at these pictures in 5 years, we're going to be like, what are they thinking? They had a mask. They're in front of Cinderella Castle. What's that all about? But hey, I mean, it was fun. I had a good time. So we're getting ready to wrap because we're running a little short on time, but give us like one more story. Like when you look back on this trip with your aunt, your cousins, all the little guys and gals you had, that had to have been busy. That's four kids like that age.
So normally when I'm going with my dad, you know, we go hard, park opening, park closing, hang around for a little while, you know, but this trip, we would go until we would get there kind of close to opening. We would eat lunch and then, you know, kind of leave most days.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was really new for me. I went and just hung out in the lobby of the hotel some days for a little while, which is something I normally don't do.
Let me ask you about that, though. Did that stress you out or was that something that you were surprised that you enjoyed?
Like, it was nice getting to take a break, but definitely it felt kind of funky not being in the parks when I know I could have been.
Yeah, especially too with the short park hours, because it's not like you can, you know, hop back over and, you know, the park's open till 11. I mean, these parks are closing between 6 and 8 or 9 o'clock. It's crazy.
The one day, see, me and my aunt stayed the day of Hollywood because we had boarding passes.
Yeah. So everybody else just took off.
My aunt said she's pretty sure that was the first day she's ever done park opening, park closing, ever. All the time she's been.
She needs to go with you and your dad. That's funny. Yeah, no, I'm the same way, though. I like to be out of the parks in the afternoon. But what I found was, and I've said this a couple times on previous shows, is that, you know, if Epcot opens at 11 o'clock and that's your Epcot day, you're bound to be in Epcot at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when it's blazing hot.
Yeah,
and I'd rather be at the pool.
And
yeah.
Yeah, and then whenever I was in Epcot, it was just me. I was completely unprepared, meaning that I got my park pass during breakfast. And the night at Pop, we had just taken our clothes out that we needed for the night, and we had a bathroom bag. Mm-hmm. We didn't even plan on going into the parks that day. And I had my purse with me, not my park bag. So basically, I was in Epcot with no sunscreen, no hat, which, if I'm on vacation just anywhere, I have this Disney hat I wear, like, all the time. I didn't have my hat on, and the only thing which transferred from my purse to my park bag was my portable battery, some cash, and my annual pass ticket, which was great having that because my Magic Band was in the park bag, which was in the suitcase, which I didn't have access to.
See, now you're making everybody learn their lesson. Make sure you have your Disney Go bag that never gets transferred.
Everything you need.
But when you said you had your external battery, that made me feel better because I cannot leave the room without like three of those things. I have to. If I'm out of juice, man, that would freak me out.
I have to have my battery with me at all times.
That's good. Good. I can see your dad is a technology guy, so he's brought you up well.
Yes.
I know that. Every time there's an Apple release and I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning trying to get a new iPhone every couple of years, it's always, 2:09, I get a message from your dad. Did you get it? And I'm like, yeah, I got it. Did you get it? Yeah. We've done that for years. It's like our tradition, you know, the 2:09 a.m. iPhone thing every couple of years. He's like, did you get the AirPods? Yeah, I got the AirPods. Yeah. That's our thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, every year, I get the previous year's new phone or watch or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, that's not a bad deal. Mm. Yeah, that's that's a good way to go. I'll tell you, that's not bad.
You know, funny thing was, you know, me having all the tech issues.
Oh, yeah, tonight we had a few tech issues before we started. That's right, I know, but it was just our software. It wasn't you, so this software can make anybody feel like they can't do it.
Had my laptop, had my Bluetooth headphones. Had my drink with me. It's a passion fruit LaCroix I've been drinking tonight.
That's good stuff. I have my Coke Zero. Mm-hmm. I should be sponsored by them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hey, we are going to get out of here because we're running a little long. But, hey, I appreciate you sitting down and sharing this trip with us. And I know you guys are looking to go back. I just have it from a good source. You're going to be down there hopefully for the 50th of Walt Disney World. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I'm definitely super excited to go.
God, that'd be awesome. I hope to be there at the same time, so we'll have to hang out at Epcot. We'll make it happen.
We will.
All right, Ella, thanks for coming on the show, and you have a great senior year down in Arkansas.
Me.
Absolutely. All right, don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today and book your next trip with the professional, passionate agents over at the Magic for Less. Their services are absolutely free to you, and they're going to take care of you, especially in this new world with theme park reservations and last-minute ADRs and all that stuff. They're going to put you in a great spot to have an amazing vacation this fall, this winter, or anytime in 2021. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you want to be a friend of the show and get some extra content along the way, become a patron, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. We have polls, discussions, photos from back in the day, and a little mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. So check it out again over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike, facebook.com/brguestpodcast, and of course, youtube.com/beourguestpodcast. And finally, if you don't mind this week, leave us a rating and a review over on Apple Podcasts. We sure appreciate that. That helps other people find the show. We don't ask very often, but if you have a few minutes, drop by and leave a rating and a review. We'd sure appreciate that. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your Monday. Thank you so much for spending the last 40 minutes with us. We'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. So for Ella down in Arkansas, this is Mike here in Missouri. Have a great Monday. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.